The Book of Lamentations, Chapter 2. Our second study in the Book of Lamentations. Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Chapter 2, verse 1. How the Lord has covered the daughter of Zion with a cloud in his anger. He cast down from heaven to the earth the beauty of Israel, and did not remember his footstool in the day of his anger. And the beauty of Israel was Jerusalem, and especially the Holy Temple, which was in Jerusalem, the place of worship, the place where God's visible presence dwelt for so many years. Verse 2. The Lord has swallowed up and has not pitied all the habitations of Jacob. He has thrown down in his wrath the strongholds of the daughter of Judah. He has brought them down to the ground. He has profaned the kingdom and its princes. He has cut off in fierce anger every horn of Israel. He has drawn back his right hand from before the enemy. He has blazed against Jacob like a flaming fire which devours all around. Since animals use their horns to fight, and God says here that he has taken care, he cut off the fierce anger every horn of Israel. It's talking about he removed the strength of Israel when he broke their horns. Verse 4. Standing like an enemy, he has bent his bow. With his right hand, like an adversary, he has slain all who were pleasing to his eye. On the tent of the daughter of Zion, he has poured out his fury like fire. The Lord was like an enemy. He has swallowed up Israel. He has swallowed up all her palaces. He has destroyed her strongholds and has increased mourning and lamentations in the daughter of Judah. He has done violence to his tabernacle as if it were a garden. He has destroyed his place of assembly. The Lord has caused the appointed feast and Sabbaths to be forgotten in Zion. In his burning indignation, he has spurned the king and the priest. God killed those who had once pleased him. God became the enemy of Israel because they became his enemy. They are the ones who started this war. They turned their back on him. They started the war. God finished it. Verse 7. The Lord has spurned his altar. He has abandoned his sanctuary. He has given up the walls of her palaces into the hand of the enemy. They have made a noise in the house of the Lord, as on the day of a set feast. God allowed the godless people of Babylon, who were not supposed to even be in the holy temple because they didn't worship the one true God, he allowed them not only to enter it, but to ruin it. 8. The Lord has purposed to destroy the wall of the daughter of Zion. He has stretched out a line. He has not withdrawn his hand from destroying. Therefore, he has caused the rampart and wall to lament. They languished together. The walls protected Jerusalem, but there is no protection against the wrath of God. They failed. They were crumbled. It's like the walls of Jericho. 9. Her gates have sunk into the ground. He has destroyed and broken her bars. Her king and her princes are among the nations. The law is no more, and her prophets find no vision from the Lord. The elders of the daughter of Zion sit on the ground and keep silence. They throw dust on their heads and gird themselves with sackcloth. The virgins of Jerusalem bow their heads to the ground. And back in those days, people put dust on their heads to show that they were very sad. 11. My eyes fail with tears. My heart is troubled. My bile is poured on the ground because of the destruction of the daughter of my people, because the children and the infants faint in the streets of the city. They say to their mothers, "Where is grain and wine?" as they swoon like the wounded in the streets of the city, as their life is poured out in their mother's bosom. You know, normally this would just be a horrific thing for a parent to see. You can't feed your children because there's no food, because there's famine, because of God's wrath. And I wonder, though, how sad these parents really were, since many of them offered their children at times to false gods as a burnt offering, killed their own children, which was one of the most hideous things they did, and one of the reasons that they were being judged even here. Verse 13, "How shall I console you? To what shall I liken you, O daughter of Jerusalem? What shall I compare with you, that I may comfort you, O virgin daughter of Zion? For your ruin is spread wide as the sea. Who can heal you? Your prophets have seen for you false and deceptive visions. They have not uncovered your iniquity to bring back your captives, but have envisioned for you false prophecies and delusions." Over and over, God warned his people through Jeremiah and whatever other true prophet he had there. He warned them over and over again not to listen to the false prophets who only told them pleasant things. You know, preaching upbeat messages like the false preachers of today. Oh, I even hear some of these mega church pastors say, "I never preach against sin. Never mention it." Well, no kidding. Wonder why you have 30,000 people going there and you're a multimillionaire. False prophet, same thing. And God warned them not to listen to those prophets who did not call for repentance, did not call sin sin, but they listened to the false prophets anyway. And now look at it. Look at it. It's too late. And if things don't change in this country, it's going to be too late for America. Gotta quit listening to the false prophets who are constantly preaching upbeat messages and never preach against sin and never call people to true repentance from sin and salvation from hell. 18. Their heart cried out to the Lord, "O wall of the daughter of Zion, let tears run down like a river day and night. Give yourself no relief. Give your eyes no rest." God's people are told to wear themselves out crying. 19. Arise, cry out in the night, at the beginning of the watches. Pour out your heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift your hands toward him for the life of your young children who faint from hunger at the head of every street. And so, in addition to crying, they should be praying. Verse 20. "See, O Lord, and consider, to whom have you done this? Should the women eat their offspring, the children they have cuddled? Should the priest and the prophet be slain in the sanctuary of the Lord?" You know, when God warned, and he warned from the very beginning of this country, the nation Israel, that is, he warned them that things would get so bad if they sinned against God and they refused to repent. Things would get so bad that mothers would actually eat their children. Well, they didn't believe him. "We would never do something that hideous." Well, guess what? They're starving. And they did the unthinkable. Verse 21. "Young and old lie on the ground in the streets. My virgins and my young men have fallen by the sword. You have slain them in the day of your anger. You have slaughtered and not pitied." And so when, you know, no young men, And no young women means no future. And they didn't have much of a future at this point. Not for several decades, anyway. 22. You have invited, as to a feast day, the terrors that surround me. In the day of the Lord's anger, there was no refuge or survivor. Those whom I have borne and brought up, my enemies have destroyed. God invited Israel's enemies to a killing party, as it were. This is God's wrath. This is God's judgment. They forced his hand. They must be punished. God's justice demands it. Next time, chapter 3. Until then, so long, everyone.